Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It is the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Macon8.com, and it is Rough Stock Monday. That's right, it is Monday, and we are halfway through the day right about now. I want to thank y'all for tuning in our show today. We have got a lot to talk about. Of course, Macon 8 was down there at the Remington Rough Stock Crosstown Arena down there just south of Tampa, Florida. Had a great Friday night bull ride. We'll talk a little bit about that. The PBR was in New York this past weekend. And guess what? They're heading across to the West Coast and going to Vegas. And it is the PBR Finals week, and we're going to, you know, pay a little tribute to that. We're going to talk a little bit about it. You know, we're going to start some new things right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We've got a little cowboy logic coming at you every day, and we want to hear what you have. If you have a little cowboy logic for us, give us a call. And you know what? You know, it made me think about it today being Monday. We're going to take the complaint of the day. So if you have a complaint, we're going to be your complaint department. You want to vent, you want to let people know that you're frustrated, shoot, give us a call. We'll be an open ear for you right here. The number is 646-915-9940. Now, we want to hear from you. If you've got questions or comments about the PBR, their upcoming Vegas trip this past weekend in New York, we want to hear from you. We want to know what you think. If you've got a little cowboy logic for us, feel free to give us a call. Or if you have a complaint of the day, we want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. You know, that is the number to call. We got to take some callers now. We're going to slide down, take our first little break now. It is the PBR is going to Vegas. So this is Vegas week. The PBR finals start this Wednesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Versus. So we're going to play a little tribute to it, put together a little Vegas mix for you, kind of get you in the mood for the PBR. Heading to Vegas there for the PBR Finals. Y'all stay tuned now. This first break is going to be brought to you by Five Star Unplugged, and we want to thank them for what they're doing for Macon8.com. And make sure you get out there and check them out. They're going to be at the Tropicana during the Wrangler National Finals. Go check out Five Star Unplugged. If you need some help getting there, go check out Macon8.com. Check out their links. They're posted right there. Well, y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. It's the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show and Rough Stock Monday right here on Macon8.com.
Are high. I'm gonna set it
Champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. It is Rough Dog Monday. That's right. We're talking a little bull riding. We'll even throw in some saddle bronc bareback in there. If you got questions or comments, want to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. 646-915-9940. We're looking for some cowboy logic out there. So, you know what? If you got a little cowboy logic for us, you know what? Spread it around. Come on. Give us a call. 646-915-9940. We're also taking complaints. We'll be your complaint department right here today. If you got something going on, now granted it is Monday, so we know that they are piled up. So if you got a complaint, give us a call, 646-915-9940. That song right there was a little bit of Vegas there. We're talking about the PBR. They're heading into their PBR finals starting this Wednesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Going to be brought to you on Versus. So we definitely want to look forward to that. They got the top 50 riders down there. And you know what? That gap was closed up this weekend between 1 and 2. That's right. Austin Meyer got bucked off. Now, it was a controversial deal. They went back and replayed it, said that he had slapped the bull at 7-3 or 7-4. And you know what? JB got a ride, so that closed the gap down there. He's 240 points behind Austin. Does he have enough? You know what? It's great momentum going in there. You know, anything can happen there at the finals in Vegas, so it's hard to say. I look forward to it. Can't wait to check it out and see what's going on. You got questions or comments about the PBR finals coming up in Vegas, give us a call. We want to talk about it. Now, they were in New York this past weekend. Travis Briscoe, the winner. Congratulations to him. Skyhawk Cutter Rug, I'll tell you what, had a great little ride out there. I believe he scored just over 87 points on him. Was enough to win the money down there at PBR as they were in downtown New York City. And you know what? We want to get your questions or comments about that. I got my own little personal opinions on it, but we want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. Had a lot of fun with it. You know, it was really neat to watch them bring in some dirt right down there in Manhattan. It was kind of cool to see them in Times Square, you know, bucking bulls. But, you know, I mean, was it too close to the finals? You know, I don't know. You had to get your point of view on that. So give us a call. We want to talk about it. Just scrolling down here, we got some great notes coming up. We got some great events. Of course, the PBR Canada is going to be doing their finals in November, so look forward to finding out some more about them. And you know what? We're getting in contact with the right people up there in Canada. We got to cross the border just a little bit, and it's a long ways from Florida. But you know what? We'll make those contacts and bring you all the action there from PBR Canada coming up. So y'all stay tuned. Now, like I said, we're kind of changing things around here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We got our Back on the Ranch shows on Sunday. You know, if you're tuning into us and you're listening to us on the replays, you know, you can tune in at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, listen to our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. They're broadcasted all week long. Now, if you're finding us, we're on Facebook. You can click on the links there, go right up to it, 1 o'clock, click Listen Live, and you can listen to the live broadcast. Or you can swing over to MakingEight.com. Now, hopefully you fans are sitting over there. You can check us out right there on MakingEight.com. Go click Listen Live or Listen Now. You can click right on that or the radio stations. It'll bring you right over to it. Now, we do have some archives. You can go through the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Click on that link. It'll take you to the Rodeo Network page. Click on some radios. It'll bring up some of our previous shows. We've also got the Ross Hill Hour on there, and we got Morning Coffee with Rob Smets. Look to get those guys back in action right here on MakingEight.com, and we're going to be broadcasting those shows. We also have True Cowboy Radio, brought to you by Five Star Unplugged, and we'll be rebroadcasting their shows as well right there on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. So fans, get over to our page. Take, you know, you get a lot out of it. There's a lot of things that we can do for you. We can do to help you out. Love to be able to help promote the sports. If you got things going on in your area, you want to talk about them, give us a call. That's what the number line is for. That's why we have these Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. 646-915-9940. We got some cowboy logic coming your way here shortly. We're also looking for the complaint of the day. Now, I've got a little bit of a complaint that we'll talk about when we get back from our next break. And you know what? It's just one of those things that I kind of heard that I want to kind of set straight for the rodeo fans, for the bull riders, the athletes out there. So, you know, we're going to kind of break out our little complaint of the day. So, fans, stay tuned. We're going to take another short break. This next break is going to be brought to you by Ride Rank for a Cure. That's right. It is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And you know what? There's no better organization right now in the rodeo community than Ride Rank for a Cure. So if you're on horseback or you're on a bull looking to ride rank, that's it, Ride Rank for a Cure. Go check them out, riderankforacure.com. You'll find them right here on the Making Eight page. Rodeo fans, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a short break. How about a little Justin McBride and Don't Let Go? Get you in the mood for Vegas finals coming up for the PBR. Y'all stay tuned.
Cowboy, don't you know, if you get through this, around, I thought about getting gone. I was telling J-Dub about it over a couple beers. He said if you lose one night good, you'll regret this every year. Whatever you do, don't let go. It's time to be a cowboy, don't you know?
So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
That's right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com. I'm your host, Scott Mesick. We're looking to bring all the action to you on a Rustock Monday. We're talking a little cowboy logic and the complaint of the day. Now, I got to tell you, I was listening to an online radio broadcast. Not going to mention who the carriers are or whatnot. Not going to get anything started there. But I was listening to one from a replay of last week, and they had a couple guys on there. And one of the guys was actually kind of a big-time sponsor for the PBR, some of the PBR athletes and that type of thing. You know, they made mention about looking for sponsorships and things, and it kind of bothered me because they said, you know what, until you get on the PBR, the Built For Tough Series Tour, you don't need to worry about sponsors. But you know what? I got to disagree with that. I'm a bull rider, come from a bull riding background, you know, spent some years out there on the circuits, and I myself had some sponsorships out there, and I cannot tell you how easy it was to go out and get a couple sponsors to cover some small shows or, you know, even some bigger shows at some of the local deals that you were going to. And, you know, you show up, you sign some autographs at the rodeo, you throw some of their logos out there a little bit, and they're willing to cover your entry fees, maybe help pay for some of your gas money or your food money, that type of thing. So, you know what? I really, you know, as much as I can respect some of these agencies out there trying to promote these big-time guys, you know what? It's not all about the big-time athletes as well. You can do it on a small-time level, kind of promote yourself. It takes some work, and, you know, Making Eight is there to offer our help to you. So if you need some help or you want some guidance, some advice, take a look at MakingEight.com. You as an athlete, we can certainly help you with that. We want to try to get you out there a little bit, and you know what? Our online radio shows are one way to do that. We're happy to take your call, 646-915-9940. But just one of those things that kind of bothered me a little bit, you know, coming into today's show. I was just, you know, I was almost upset by it. I said, man, I can't believe that. You know, these guys are telling some of these younger athletes coming up or some of these guys riding the small time deals looking to move up. Man, you know what? It doesn't make a difference. And I was taught that when I first started riding. You know, you carry yourself as a professional. You can be at that professional level, and you can accomplish those goals. You know, it just takes some try, a little bit of work, and, you know, shoot, what's the worst they're going to tell you? No? You know? I mean, really, come on. And you know what? You don't need an agency, somebody to market you or promote you. You can do it yourself. It just takes a lot of try. Granted, there's ways that you can get more money when you get out there on these tours. You can promote yourself, but then you can afford to split your costs with an agent, you know, somebody that can represent you a little bit, handle some of the legal issues, that type of thing. So, you know what? Get out there, get yourself promoted, get some entry fees paid for you, help yourself get down the road just a little bit easier. If you want information on how we can do it, go check out Contact Us right there on MakingEight.com. We'll be happy to help you out any way that we possibly can. We are also on Facebook. Shoot, we're even on Yahoo Instant Messenger. You can check us out at Makin' 8 Radio. That's M-A-K-I-N, the number 8, radio. Just add us right there on Yahoo Instant Messenger. Pop in there, say hello to us. Love to talk with you just a little bit. Now, we did not talk a little bit about, or we did not talk really at all about the Remington Rustock. We went out Friday night for a great Friday night jackpot bull ride. Right there at the Crosstown Arena in Brandon, Florida. Had a great night down there. Congratulations to Jay Bird Walker. This guy is a hand, and I'm telling you, he's getting out there covering his bulls. If you watch it on the video broadcast that Makin' 8 provided for you, had a good little bull ride down there. We had Chris Boyd come in second, one of the guys that's been riding with Team Makin' 8 for a little while, and Jay Bird Walker come in first. This guy's a pretty sticky son of a gun, so watch him. He'll be moving up. You'll see him out there at a rodeo near you for sure. So, well, we did not get the complaint of the day, so you know what? We'll just carry it on all week long now. This is the complaint department. We'll be happy to take your calls. But let's get into a little cowboy logic here. You know, cowboy logic is just one of those things that go back to the old days and things that make you think on life. And you know what? Make you kind of reflect on what you need to do. And, you know, one of the things that kind of hit me today, one of the biggest cowboy logic things that I can recommend or kind of give anybody a little bit of cowboy logic on is, you know, the biggest troublemaker you'll probably ever have to deal with watches you shave your face in the mirror every morning. Just something to think about. There's some food for thought for you. Right there, some cowboy logic brought to you by Makin8.com right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Now, want to let y'all know that we're winding down our show right here, and we've got shows going on Monday through Thursday. Tomorrow we're going to sit back, talk a little barrel racing, talk a little bulldogging. So, you know, if you got some questions or comments, you want to talk a little bit about it, give us a call. Our call-in number, 646-915-9940. We've got them posted up on Facebook. We got it posted up on the Contact Us page on Makin8.com. And you know what? When you see the links, switch over there to it. You know, check them out. It's a great little show. Love talking about some of the barrel racing and stuff that we'll be talking about tomorrow. Love talking about the rough stock as always. Like I said, make sure you go check out the PBR. Their final starting up Wednesday, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be right there on Versus. So don't miss that action. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're going to break out the show and close us down with a little bit of Luke Kaufman now. This guy here is a bull hand. And you know what would be more fitting than Vegas with a little bit of some bull rider anthem from Luke Kaufman. This last break is going to be brought to you by Remington Rustock. That's right. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, you want to go check out a great Friday night bull ride. It's Cowboys version of Friday Night Lights right there in Brandon, Florida. Go check them out, RemingtonRustock.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to our show today. Remind you, we'll be back here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon. So come check us out. Get involved. Get a grip. Until tomorrow, y'all have a great afternoon.
fields are getting higher everywhere that I go. When it's all that you know, what else can you do? Just keep heading with the steel, kicking holes in the bulls. I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning, and I won't be in San Antonio. Give me to Del Rio by Friday morning, and all my worries will be gone. Go ahead, boy, hands, sit up and ride, brain. Go ahead, boy, hands, stick your money in the bank. Go ahead, boy, hands, show the world what you think. Now that's how you do the boy hand thing. Running hard for the buckle, had a little bit of green. I don't mess with the stuff, got my head on right. I'll have a check in my hand by the end of the night. Try to count me out, but I'm always in. It's not a matter of if, but a matter of how much I win. Being thrown off balance with all these heavy pockets, being this damn good got me feeling real cautious. Well, I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning, and I won't be in San Antonio.
Announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.